getting ready for that first meet coming up again next Tuesday. You're crossing fingers, Mother Nature can get this stuff out of its way. It sounds like it'll be a little bit cooler, but I'm sure your kids, yourself, you're ready for the spring season, aren't you?
Absolutely. I think I'm really excited for this season. We really actually kind of got hit with weather the last couple of years and haven't really got to host our meet. So I'm definitely excited to, you know, have the chance to start off the season at home and see where our team stands, because I think we're going to be, you know, competitive this year, and I'm just excited to see how we react in a true competitive atmosphere.
Coach, I would say the last couple of years you've had some young kids. I mean, a younger lineup, and those kids have gotten older and gotten better. And it's maybe a little tough the last couple of years, but these kids you're expecting, and they're expecting some better scores this year.
For sure, I think that's probably the biggest piece to it, is just the expectations that they have for themselves, and you know, kind of the standard that they hold themselves to. Mike Gerlach, he's kind of the leader here, and you know, competed for us at state last year and played really well. And you know, I think he was actually kind of disappointed that he didn't come home with a medal last year. And you know, I think he's a really competitive and really talented kid that he has a high expectation of himself. Maverick Webb as well is just really demanded a lot from himself, and it's just really, really awesome to see kind of these kids that, you know, they want to have fun, but they just really want to they really just want the best from themselves, and they know that they're capable of a lot, and they just work really hard to go achieve what they know that they're capable of.
Well, for Mike, I'm sure it's battling some injuries this year on football and wrestling, and he wants to have a sport, at least one sport this year, where he can go injury-free and have a nice time, good time doing it.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get too banged up on the golf course, but he should be able to. I think, like you said, he's kind of had some seasons where he wasn't actually able to compete all the way through, and that was both last year. This year, both sophomore and junior seasons were cut short in various areas. And but he's a good kid, and I think he just sees the situation for what it is, and doesn't necessarily let that drag him down. I mean, it's disappointing, but you know, he still says, "Well, let's go make the best decision for right now with the information that we got." So he's always looking forward and looking to make the best out of any situation. So he's a really good kid, and I think he's going to see a lot of success.
Is it safe to say one of your highest number of kids you've had on your spring roster for a season, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's I think at the start of the year we've lost a couple kids, but at the start of the year the golf team was bigger than the track team, and I don't know that that's ever happened here at Cambridge. And definitely a big number of boys that came out for golf this year, which is great that there's a lot of interest. It also means that there's a lot more people competing for those spots that we get to take to meets. And since they're competing for the spots to go, obviously it just makes us a better team, and it kind of demands a better performance out of themselves to actually be a part of the varsity team that gets to represent the Trojans.
So I take it the spot, just the spots open. I mean, you got a couple of veterans that you mentioned earlier, but I'm sure maybe the four and five spots, maybe some battles once again as you get ready for those varsity meets each and every week.
Yeah, we got kids taking the ACT today, and tomorrow we got prom. So we really didn't have a whole lot of days to play off this week. So we had to do it on both Monday and Tuesday of this week. So we had seven kids battling for the top five spots, and when it came down to it, you know, the break between number five and number six, it was decided by one stroke. And just going into it, there's just a lot of kids right there that are all competing for that last spot, and I think it's going to be close all year. I think there's going to be some different names that we take to meets throughout the year, just because we got a lot of kids that are all really close to each other, and eventually there will be some separation. But as for right now, they're all just competing with each other, making each other better. And it's really exciting to see the kids embrace the competition. And I'm just really excited for this year. It's fun to see.
And I take it you got a pretty good feel of the teams coming to your place on Tuesday for that first meet.
for sure. You know, Hitchcock County is going to be there, Overton, North Platte, St. Pat's. There's just some, you know, year in, year out teams. Loomis, I think they bring everyone back. So there's just a lot of really good teams that are going to be there. And I love to see that because I want to go compete with the best. I think we're one of those good teams as well. So seeing where we stack up against those teams is going to be really encouraging, and see kind of where some of the areas that we can make some improvement lie. So yeah, I love playing with those good players because I want to go take them on and I want to go beat those good players.